Our scripture reading today is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, verses 5 to 6. In your Pew Bible, this will be page 638. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The word of God for God's people.
So I loved all those Christmas carols that you sang, because all of those carols, if you were listening, sang about the upside down world that can be accomplished with the birth of Christ, the hope that was brought to the world. And the message that we hear on Christmas Day around the globe is peace on earth, God and sinners reconciled. So we need those carols and we need those scriptures, those words from scripture, to remind us that peace on earth is possible. There's a play that's been around since the mid-70s, and a lot of community theaters do it. I know we did it in Frisco in the late 80s. It's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Have you seen it? In some form or the other? It's been performed all over, and what it says, if you open up the playbook and you're getting ready to study your lines, it says the Herdmans were absolutely the worst kids in the history of the world. They lied and stole and smoked cigars, even the girls, and they talked dirty and they hit little kids and they cussed their teachers and they took the Lord's name in vain, and they also set fire to old Mr. Shoemaker's broken down tool house. They were bad kids. So I've seen it. Many of you have seen it. And I know when we did it in Frisco, a couple of my children were in it, and I know one of the girls who was in it, in one of the main parts, was deathly ill that night, but we had no other person to play that part, so we said, you've got to do it. So she would say her lines, run off stage, throw up, come back. And it just went on all night long. There was an echo in the back room, too, and so everybody knew what was going on, but she performed. But an unlikely place for that to be performed this year was the Dallas County Jail. One of the prosecutors directed the entire play, and she used all the women that were incarcerated in this particular area of Dallas County Jail to play the parts of the boys and the girls. And it's all about even irredeemable characters. Those who seem irredeemable to us can surprise us and be redeemed. And so they had to work. They had to practice a lot on this play. And there were a lot of hiccups on the road, different from what you and I might experience. For instance, one time the main character had to go make a court appearance to a judge and then come back for the rehearsal. But they pulled it off. And you could hear them saying, I've got a little girl at home who's 9 years old. When I get out of here in 8 months, I will never come back again. They understood that everybody is redeemable and that God cares equally about everyone. And yes, peace on earth is possible. But is peace on earth really possible? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Right in the middle of violence, disappointment, power struggles all over the globe, is peace on earth really possible? Many of you know, either from your history or from the news, that Columbia was a place and always has been a place for most of our lifetimes of violence, severe violence. And no one thought they could really address it. How could there be a solution? Because at one time, 52 years ago, revolutionaries said, we've had it, this is enough, we're going to overthrow the government. And they took to the jungles. And things only got worse. 220,000 people died in those 52 years. But the president of Colombia said, you know, there's got to be a way to have peace on earth, even in Colombia. And so he called on a man named Sokolov, who was in advertising. And he said, what do you think? What kind of campaign could we have? And Sokolov came up after 4 years with something called the Christmas Operation. And so on that first Christmas in 2012, Sokolov sent some of his dearest friends into the jungles. It was a very risky, risky operation. The Colombia military was with them, but these people had a purpose, and their purpose was to go to 9 of the tallest trees in the jungle and totally wrap them with lights and put an automatic kind of control on them, so when those rebels walked by, the tree would light up all the way with Christmas lights. And they were successful. 9 tall trees in the jungle with automated lights lighted up on Christmas Day as the rebels walked past those trees. And they're going, what's going on? You know, because by then the people who had put them on there were far gone. And there was a message, a banner on the tree. It said, demobilize. At Christmas, everything is possible. Every tree had that banner, demobilize. At Christmas, everything is possible. And so the next Christmas, after several people, 218, had come home and given up their arms, there's still thousands and thousands of revolutionaries out there, they decided, how can we get to them again? Oh, the rivers that go through the jungles. And so they sent messages out to all the villages, and they sent them globes, and they said, put messages or gifts in those little globes. They had 7,000 of them that people took. And they either put a gift or a message in there that said the same thing. It was called Operation Rivers of Light. And they had messages in there that said, demobilize. God loves you. And they floated down the rivers on Christmas Day, and they lighted up all the jungle, and the revolutionaries could pick up a globe and open it and see a gift or a message in there. And so that president received the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. Now, the catch was, before that, the whole country had to vote. Are we going to allow these revolutionary people who have killed 220,000 people that we love, our family, are we going to allow them back into the country and not punish them? And the vote barely lost. The president lost. But when the Nobel Peace Committee awarded him the Peace Prize, they said this, we hope by giving him this honor that the rest of the country will reconsider, and when the vote comes up again, they will vote to allow all of them back in. The next two Christmases, the first one was all the mothers who had not seen their son, some of them for 20 years, allowed their picture to be taken with a picture of their child the last time they saw them. Some of them were just 9, 10, 11 years old. And they were broadcast all over the country with, your mother has not seen you demobilize, come home. Many came home. And then the most recent and the most successful one was they bought soccer balls, thousands and thousands of soccer balls, because that's what the country loves. And the military entered stadiums all over Colombia, and they got autographs on those balls by the players, by the fans, by the celebrities who were there. We love you, demobilize. And then they took all those soccer balls up in helicopters, and on Christmas Day, they dropped those soccer balls all over the jungle. 18,000 of the revolutionaries put down their arms and came in. It said, demobilize, let's play again. So, with all of these people coming back in, they took a look at Medellin there, and they said, this is the crime capital of the world. Every year, 6,000 people are killed. How do we keep this area from getting deeper and deeper into poverty with all these revolutionaries coming back? What do we have to offer that connects the lowly with the powerful? And so a math professor came up with this ingenious concept of an escalator that is 28 stories high. And it goes down the steep, steep mountain of Medellin. And it connects those isolated, poor, poor places with the posh. And so you can take an escalator from the bottom and you can go up as high as 28 stories and you can be in the beautiful part of the city. And suddenly it began to work, because not only did the people who were in those poor places come up, the people who were in those powerful places begin to come down and begin to see that there had been landscaping there and it was looking beautiful, and these people were people just like they were. And so that upside down world happened as a result of several Christmas Day gestures that said the scripture is possible. It is possible to turn the world upside down and to have people understand that God loves the lowly. God identifies with the lowly. God was born where the animals are born. God was born in a manger. And so Dietrich Bonhoeffer, whom we love to quote around here because we have the Bonhoeffer House, said this, that on Christmas is the wonder of all wonders, that God loves the lowly. God is not ashamed of the lowliness of human beings. God marches right in and uses all of you as God's instruments, and God's wonders are performed where we would least expect those wonders. God is near to lowliness. God loves the lost, the neglected, the unseemly, the excluded, the weak, and the broken. So you and I can be escalators. And sometimes we feel like we have 28 stories to make it to where we're going. But we can be escalators, those escalators of peace and those escalators of bringing those in power with the lowly, because that's where God is. And Christ is born today. Amen.